Hello, this is
Hello.
Wilhelmina from Arts Top Fiber. How may I help you?
I would like to sign up to get the fiber.
Sure, we can do that. What's your address?
1423 High Falls Road, Catskill, New York, 12414.
All right. Let's see what we have.
Yeah, you guys were out on the road this summer.
Oh, nice. Then that might be a good sign that we're already in your area.
I'm hoping. My son's waiting.
All right. All right, it looks like we're going to be there in February, but I could do a pre-order for you so that when it does come available, we would give you a call and say, hey, you want to schedule your appointment today and get you in there. Would you like to do that with me?
I guess I could do that.
Okay. And were you interested in getting the $10 off with the auto pay?
Yes, I'd be interested in that with auto pay.
Okay. So I was saying, well, most people are getting the 1 gig fiber internet, which is really fast. And it's $79.99. With the $10 off, it's $69.99. It comes with a free router and a Wi-Fi extender that you do not pay a monthly fee for, which is kind of nice because I know right now I pay a monthly fee for all my boxes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so, yes, I would be interested in that.
Okay. And is your home larger than 2,500 square feet?
Yes.
You think it's more than 2,500?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Okay. Do you think that you're going to have something in the basement and on the second or top floor?
Okay. So the TVs, where the TVs would go, they would be on the main floor. There would be nothing down in the basement.
Okay.
It's a one-story house.
Oh, okay.
But it's spread out quite a bit.
Then I think the router with the one extender should be fine because you're all on one floor.
Yes, I'm all on one floor.
Okay.
And I don't know whether my other Wi-Fis kick in.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how everything works together, but
okay.
I'm loaded with Wi-Fi.
Okay. We know it's there.
It's here. Oh, you sound just like me.
I feel like I've been fighting this off for a week.
Oh, it's getting to me. Me too. I started last Friday, actually.
Yep. I started last Sunday, and it has not stopped. And it just keeps going.
Yep, mine is the same way.
Yep. Okay, so now I have another question for you. Do you have a landline still in your house?
Well, sort of.
Sort of? Okay, what is it?
So what happened is my original landline, they're trying to get rid of the landlines and
mm-hmm.
have everyone go Wi-Fi
yep.
on it. And I'm in a situation where I was having a lot of problems with my landline, and
mm-hmm.
it got to the point where they were going to have to start putting in new wires, whether they liked it or not.
Right.
So what they did instead of putting in new wires is they put me on that Wi-Fi. So I have a box for my landline.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that affected my security system. So my security system came in and they put in another box so that they could talk to this box.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've got boxes talking to boxes.
Okay, so maybe you would be interested, but I'm not sure if you even want to open up a can of worms. What we have is a landline because it is in a jack in the wall. It doesn't run through a box. It runs from a jack in the wall. It could be your same phone number that you have now.
That would be mandatory. I've had this phone
number forever. We would have you keep that same phone number. The price would be $24.99 a month. So if you how much is your phone bill now?
Well, right now I'm not paying anything, and I got a $50 I still have $50 in credits on Verizon.
Okay. All right. So if you still have $50 credits, you're probably going to be done probably by February, right? With your credit?
Probably. Yeah, my
right.
credit.
But you might not, like I said, you might not want to open a can of worms with having to do the home security and everything. So we're just going to go. You're going to stay with that.
I just paid the security system to, come in and change all that, which caused my bill.
I completely understand
maybe,
that.
Yep. Yeah.
If you change your mind before we do the install, we can get you the phone for free in there for $24.99 with no installation and one jack, which you already have the jack because you had a phone jack in your house before. So we would use the same phone jack.
Like I said, all I know about this is that it's a box that they put in, that Verizon put in. So whatever kind of Wi-Fi box it is, it just, because that's all he did is he did go down in the basement. He did something. Oh, well, whatever it is. I will think on the other.
You can think on it. And as long as we get it on there before we do the install, like add it to your order, you won't get it. You won't have that. It's like $145 to get put one in. So if we want to do it, we're going to do it before we do your regular install for the internet.
Okay. Okay. So it would be $24 to put it in.
Well, $24.99 a month.
A phone. $25 a month.
Yep. $25 a month.
So it would be an additional $25 a month is what it would cost me.
Right. So your phone and internet would be $94.99 a month for 2 years. And then after 2 years, whatever the fair market value is, it could be the same. It might be a little higher. It would never, I can't see the fair market thing doubling by any means. So, they would see what it is in 2 years.
Okay.
All right. So we're only going to do the internet for you right now.
Let's not play with.
That phone. Phone's been a little tricky.
It is because. It's strange the way
it's working. It's a nightmare and it's working, so we're going to leave it alone.
That I think is probably the best thing.
Okay. Now, you said that we were in your area. Do you know if they were underground or were they going from the poles, like to your house? What goes to your house now?
I saw them in their truck on the road. And they were pulling wires. I did not see them doing any kind of digging, but they may not have dug in front of my house.
Okay. How about now? How does your phone and internet come to your house now? Is it through the telephone pole to the house?
The telephone comes through Verizon. My computer system and TV come through, so I have internet through Mid-Hudson Cable Vision.
And that's from the pole.
Yes.
Okay, from the pole.
So I think it's from the pole.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And your billing? Haven't seen anybody digging anywhere. No, okay. How about your billing and mailing address? They're the same?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Now we get to the fun part. What's your name, hon?
It's Kathleen with a K, middle initial I, and last name is Holt, H-O-L-T, as in Thomas.
Okay.
Z.
And Z. I was waiting for the Z, and then I'm like, oh, well, maybe it was just Holt.
I was just, my mind. I had brain fart.
No issue. I do that. I definitely do that. Do you have an email, Kathleen?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So I can be reached at kholf46 at yahoo.com.
Okay.
Or I can be reached at kholf46@gmail.com.
Okay, we'll do Gmail.
.com.
Because I had a brain fart on spelling Yahoo. Good lordy. All right. And what's your phone number, Kathleen?
My home number is area code 518-678-9959.
Okay. So that's your home phone number. Do you want to do it by your cell number, or can we leave you a message on that house number?
The house number. I would prefer the house number.
Then that's what we'll do. And we'll leave a message saying that you have an appointment or if there's something going on with the internet or anything, but we'll never send any advertising to your phone, okay?
Very good.
Yeah, we don't need any more advertising.
No.
Okay, and so we're going to set up for the auto pay. We'll go paperless. What, do you have your routing number with you?
For the bank?
Yep, for the bank. We'll get you all set up for the routing. That'll get you down to the $69.99. We will not take any money because you do not have an open account.
Okay. So can I can't use a credit card?
You can use a credit card.
You
can use a credit card, but it's only $5. So it would be $74.99 a month. Is that okay?
Okay. I can give you the routing number.
Okay.
I'm just very protective.
Oh, I completely understand, hon. I'm not an issue with that. But this is a very secure network, and no one will get this information, and we will not go into your account until after we have you up and running fully.
Okay, I have to get that out of. I have to get my checkbook out of my purse.
No problem. I wait for you.
I'm going to put my phone down.
Okay.
Okay. Gosh, stupid cough is driving me nuts.
Oh, it makes me crazy. And I try to get rid of it, and it doesn't. It just keeps coming back.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure.
The routing number should be first on the check.
The first number's on the check. Okay.
Yes.
So it's 221-3-70-467.
Okay. And then your account number should be the second set.
520-314-8889.
Okay. And it's your name on the account, Kathleen?
Yes. I'm the main one. My children are also on the on the check.
Okay.
My name's the only thing that appears, though. They're on.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And that makes us have it down to $69.99 a month, which is good. And we will probably be reaching out to you like around right after the 1st of February, because I think I said the 1st of February. So you'll go on a list, and we'll probably do cold call seeing if you want to schedule an appointment. Now, my other question is, do you have any issues like around the house? Is there animal, septic, parking, anything in particular the tech needs to know?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Is there anything that the tech should know when he comes to the house, like should he park in the driveway? Is there anything with the septic or anything?
He can definitely park in the driveway. In fact, I would prefer if he pulled right up to the garage, because then Alexa tells me I've got a visitor.
Okay. Okay.
So many of them want to park behind the tree, which in the summertime is a problem because she can't squeal on anybody.
Yep. All right. So I told them in the driveway, okay, right up to the garage is good.
Yeah.
Okay. And no, don't have to worry about any dogs or animals or anything.
Not at this point in time.
Okay.
I'm thinking on it, but haven't gotten there yet.
I know. I'm thinking of maybe a puppy, but man, they're a lot of work.
I couldn't deal with the puppy. I'm thinking of getting a senior.
A rescue dog. They're great. My son got one that was like 2 years old. Oh, she is such a doll. Wonderful.
Yes.
Good companion, and she thinks she's a lap dog.
Oh, they all do, yes.
Yes.
My son has a German Shepherd and a Golden. And both of them, they come out here and they think it's their property. So.
Oh, well, then that's a good thing. They're right at home.
It's a good thing. Yeah, they're at home here. So
yes.
I do watch them occasionally and such, but...
Well, that's good that they're comfortable there. And they're great, great companions.
Yeah. Oh, they are. That's what put me into it in the first place. My son, where he got his Golden, the guy who has them, he raises them, but he only breeds them a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stops breeding. And then he'll does puppies and stuff. So the older dogs that as soon as he gets after the second or, I think it's two or three times. I'm not sure. But he's not one of those that keeps breeding and breeding.
Yes.
So those dogs he has for sale. Of course, by the time they come to you, they're a house broke and,
that's what we need.
They're well socialized and stuff. So it would make an ideal pet companion for me.
And that they're bigger so that they're not underneath your feet. They don't, you know what I mean? They're not like darting in between
you. Yeah, no tripping. Except in the middle of the night. Gracie sleeps right by my bed. She's right there. So when I get up in the middle of the night, I have to step over her. Never moves. She won't
move. Well, I'm surprised she don't hop right on that bed. My daughter has one, and she gets like a sliver of the bed because between the husband and the dog and her, she's on the edge of the bed.
She never learned how to jump.
Oh.
So she can't. She can crawl up it, but she can't jump up it. Because I won't give her any help getting up.
She won't go on there.
Get up on, she won't come up on the bed.
Oh.
So she just lays by the bed.
Nice. That's a good spot for her.
We just have to
remember she's there. Okay. Well, Kathleen, I got you all set up, and we will give you a call as soon as we get in that area, and we'll get you all set up. Thank you so much for calling me today, and you have a happy holiday.
Yes. And do you know what areas they'll be coming up to soon? My son, as I said, he's interested also.
I could tell you if you give me 1 second, and then I'll at least give you an anticipated date. What's his address?
679 Emboff Road. That'd be EMBOUGHT Road.
Okay. And the same zip code? 1244?
Yes.
1241. Okay. 401.
Yes.
Okay, let's get that in there. 214. Hopefully I'll have a good answer for him.
Hopefully.
I hope so.
Oh, and I do have another question.
His is not available yet. We don't know when it's coming. But I could take his name as we get closer, we'll try again when we call you to maybe see if we're closer in his area. We could do that.
Yes, all right. We can do, yes. And now, once you install the stuff, then I have to contact these.
I didn't even tell you that. Yes. What you will do is once you're up and running, you can call your internet and say, cancel me. And then you can send all their stuff back.
Super, super.
but definitely keep it on until we're up and running, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I want to definitely, when I switch over and stuff, I would prefer to just be looking at her face when I tell her to where she can take her stuff and shove it.
Oh, I hear you on that one. Yep, no, I definitely. All right, terrific. Thank you so much, Kathleen. You have
a
great day.
You have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.